Today, we get to visit with Mark Trueblood, Ogden Mayor. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here, Jim.
Well, we've got, you guys had a busy night on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of stuff on the agenda items, that's for sure.
A lot of things. I want to start with, let's go first with the strategic plan.
Sure.
Because that's something that, I mean, city put it together, collected a lot of information end of last year into the beginning of this year. Got the plan, the draft plan put together, working with Ames Economic Development, Brenda Dreyer helping to walk you through, put everything together. And then got it adopted in February. So really you're 6-7 months into it. Some aspects of it you already were doing, already working on. And then some new parts are going to take a little while to get up to speed.
Well, there are some parts are, you know, we have completions in 24 and 25 on them. There are some that we've addressed in different things. There are some things we've worked on. There are some things we need to start working on. But like I said, there's several of the items in there for 24 and 25. So we got some time on that.
I have the plan. I
there you go.
Well, no, I kind of did it when you adopted it too, because one of the first ones, pretty obvious, did the housing study.
Yes.
Got that done. And in fact, Boone followed you too.
Yes, and exactly. And
got the same kind of numbers.
Brenda gave us a check the other night from the Boone Growth to partially fund it. We got a $2,000 check, even though it's been paid for. It helps pay for part of it, so we're going to put that back in. So we thank them very much for their donations. So that was excellent.
And gave you the kind of interesting things that you were looking at. Yeah. Are we going in the right direction? Are we headed in the right direction?
Well, it's difficult in building homes. You know, there's certain things that you can do. One of the things is some elderly housing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a hard thing to get started, and it takes just the right contractor to do it. But we're doing some studies on that right now.
Mm-hmm. You have for residential development, single-family residential development, working with All Iowa Homes and others. Plus, you just did, during the meeting, our actual council meeting, a housing concept task plan, working with Fox Strand to help you identify development sites.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. You can develop sites, but we got to know the infrastructure and everything what would need to go into it and locate the areas. Plus, you have to have the land. That's the problem right there.
Yep. So these are things you got to keep working on. So
yeah, there's a lot of things with infrastructure. If you got private land that you buy, there's a lot of stuff that has to go into it to make it a housing development. So.
And for you guys, well, I mean, you have the sewer lines, but you have to work with Ogden Municipal for water.
Correct.
And the electricity and stuff.
Correct.
Too, so.
But no, it was, there were some different things on there we're working on. Like I said, we had some things we've already completed, already started.
Yep.
And there's some things we've got to start with.
What were some of the highlights you pointed out for you guys?
Well, one of the things we discussed, the TIF and tax abatement.
Yep.
And that's one of the things. There's been some state law changes, so we have to look at that and follow it to work with the contractors on that and developers.
Mm-hmm.
We are developing. We talked about a new website for the City of Ogden, and the City of Ogden and the Legacy Group is going to do one together. Should be a lot more user-friendly. And that's in the process. They had a meeting just last week on that.
Okay,
so it started to go with that. One of the other things that we talked about is possible some inspections for new construction.
Sure.
Like for plumbing and electrical. Electrical, you know, the state kind of has a code you have to go by, but the plumbing. So we're looking with the company to do in that, to maybe get some rules and regulations in for new construction on plumbing and that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which, as I recall, at one of your council meetings, we had from All Iowa Homes. She was on hand, and she said, do it and have your developers pay.
Well, that's the thing about it, because it would actually go on when they get their permits and everything. Mm-hmm. It would be just when they got their permits and everything, just to do construction correct. That's the main thing. You don't want to come in and have new homes built and have problems with them. So it's just a way of addressing that.
So just regular things you got to keep working away at.
Yeah, you know, so. That's one of the things.
Okay.
Another thing we talked about in our strategic plan was possible annexation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking into that, and with some letters have been sent out to property owners. But it shocks people to know that their cemetery and sewer plant are not in the city.
Oh.
It's actually in county property. So that's people say, what? You know, even though we've had our cemetery there and we maintain it and our sewer plant, they're actually in the county. So well, that's two of the areas, plus a little adjoining ground we're looking at.
So, I mean, just some things. Well, part of it would be, I know that you don't have an industrial area, right, obviously, but
that's another thing.
There is a you're looking at commercial growth area, yes, outside, maybe to the south.
Yep, exactly. So, and where it would be, we looked at the south and also out by our sewer plant area, mm-hmm, towards the southwest of that as a possibility. So that area would be included.
Is this part of the work that Fox Strand would do for you?
Yes.
Take a look at areas and
yep,
then
exactly.
And
right,
then what would it cost you to run your utilities?
Well, you have to know what it's going to be to develop it, yeah, and so forth, and what is needed for your substructures, underground, everything. So sure, it's just a thing. We're going to hire them, and it's not a large amount, but they're going to develop a plan,
sure,
for it. It's a site plan.
Yeah, gives you something to work with.
Yep.
And I know your strategic plan, like 3 years out, that sort of thing, but something you can continue to build on.
Well, it's something I think Brenda is going to actually be back in October to help us a little bit to see if we can accelerate anything or if there's anything that needs to be dropped out and different stuff. I talked about it the other night. One of the things we had in there was to develop a new burn pile in case of, like we have the derecho, the storms,
sure,
and everything. It still hasn't developed yet, and this last month I had a lot of people contact me about that. I know the landfill has their free landfill days coming,
yeah,
up, and I said, if you can wait till then or whatever, but right now, no, we don't have a new burn pile.
We don't have one.
No.
Yeah. And they did like that. They knew where it was.
Yeah, well, I know that. Just please don't drop anything in the old area.
Well, the sewer plant is.
Yep.
Took care of a lot of that. During your regular meeting, you had some interesting things that came up there. I'm going to go with the fire department or the rural,
right,
fire, working with the rural, because I know you guys have a meeting beforehand. You used to have everybody come together.
Oh, and that always got so crowded in there. So we do it ahead of time now.
But got together, and basically the structure is you take a look at the number of calls, and then got a formula you work out to share the cost of,
yes,
the operations.
Yep.
And numbers stayed the same pretty much.
No, it's exactly the same as last year. The millage is going to stay the same for all the townships and the city. So their percentage is going to stay exactly the same as what it was. The one thing that Chief Sturtz over there is looking at is a new truck for water, hauling, mm-hmm, water. We've been doing so many more mutual aid calls and different stuff. And some of the water, with the Xenia system and that, if we start using that, it's going to, and we start trying to fill our tanker, it's going to suck it dry.
Well, so, anytime we get a rural fire, there's like multiple fire departments going,
exactly,
with tankers.
Right. And so, we're going farther north, Boxholm, Pilot Mound, yeah, along the Des Moines River, south of town.
Yeah. One of the issues he brought up, and I know you talked to, you and Brian Reimers talked to the council and Emily about some of the new development in the rural part of the county that's,
yeah,
going on. It's really creating challenges, not just for the Ogden Fire Department, but
no,
all over the county.
That's correct. And one of the things that the Rural Fire Board we discussed is being able to get fire trucks into some of these new development areas along the river, back way back. And the fire trucks are big enough now, they can't get back into it. So if they have to come back out and use the little trucks, it takes a lot to fight a fire. So that's one of the things I think Brian Reimers went and talked to Mike Salotti a little bit about,
mm-hmm,
that, and they're going to look at it a little bit also. But if you're building a brand new house, the last thing you want is to have a fire, not being able to get your fire department out there to fight it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what your insurance company is going to,
exactly,
tell you, too.
Right.
So we know that's just ongoing work, and I know that it is a growing concern. It's just we've seen that with some of the rural growth that we've had in Boone County. So. Adam Goodin to get on the personnel side of things to give you a little update on your insurance and good news there.
Yeah, that was nice. So anytime you can have a little bit of a reduction in your insurance premium, that's great. But it was well, and Adam did a fantastic job on his presentation and it laying it out to us so we could look at it ahead of time. So it's nice.
You're pretty fortunate. You got into a plan that you continue to be grandfathered into, and it's,
yeah,
really saving you money.
It is. And, you know, the employees seem to be happy with the insurance and everything. So, like I said, anytime you have lower rates, had a drop. That's a good thing.
So we did have, just in part of your department reports, Lori Reiter was there about summer reading program. She said back to pre-pandemic levels, but adults, number of adults coming.
Yeah.
And new record.
She does a fantastic job at the library, and it's good to see. And some of her programs, I've seen some pictures and different things, and they're very well attended. So it's good to see, but it's nice to see where it's back to normal again.
Starting to get back there.
Yep, a lot of people involved.
And Chief Bailey, he's got, he says, I got a plan.
Yeah, he does. And Ethan is wonderful. He was a fantastic hire to replace his father, and Ethan just has a good relationship with people, the schools, everything. And he's going to have bring to us a noise ordinance proposal because he has had several complaints lately on excessive noise. So he's going to do some study and bring it to the council, I think, at the October meeting.
Yeah, it's not, I will say, it's more time-oriented, like how early in the morning and how late at night.
Exactly right. So, you know, we had a complaint on one of our contractors doing some patching, starting too early in the morning. Well, it was in that heated area, too, and we wanted to get everything done before school started.
Sure.
So we got him in there, got it all done, and we got everything done before the first day of school. So that was good.
Got that part taken care of. We got some adjustments coming up for your City Hall office hours.
Yes, we are actually going to move that. The first person, we may do a little bit split there, but it's going to be mainly 7:30 to 4 because that matches what our what we have open for our City Hall. We'll be open with our police chief, and when that exchange on the shift change, and then also the closing time will match what our city employees do out at like our sewer, street departments and that. So we'll be closed at 4.
I think one thing they said too, if you call, someone might not be able to get the phone right away. Don't just call and hang up.
Yes, so. Exactly right. Because it goes into it and it will go into it and it'll direct you to which one of the ladies are in City Hall.
I do know that Chad Thede did talk about doing smoke testing. He wanted the council's permission to go ahead with this work with Fox Engineering. So a few years ago, before we started doing a lot of, he did a lot of sewer lining and projects in the community. Had a couple where he actually had to dig up and do some rebuilding, which really is a challenge.
Oh, yes.
Now that he's got a lot of it done, and again, the new plant, and we did have one decent rainfall earlier in the year where he got to see some of the amount of water coming in. But I know one thing he wanted to do was more smoke testing and see what's different than when we first started.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that sometime this fall. There's no date yet secured for it. And when we do get close and we know the date, there will probably be door hangers put on each home.
Mm-hmm.
To tell them when and what this was really doing, you know, with all the lining that we've done with the sewer lines, it's going to help develop, see if we have any leaks that develop out of that, if it's working. It's just a
thing. If you've eliminated some of those leaks.
Yes, exactly. And that's why the hangers will be put on there in case, if your basements and your houses aren't properly plumbed, you may get some of this smoke in your house. It's not dangerous whatsoever, and that's we're going to have everybody notified of it.
So that was the big thing. He said, I might need help getting these door hangers out.
Yeah, I brought up the idea of maybe contacting the Boy Scouts. Yeah. You know, they're always looking for projects, and they're always good. You know, they help with putting the flags up for Memorial Day and taking them down and everything. So we're going to try to make contact with them to see if they'd be interested.
And get some help out there to do that. But it will be coming up. I know he likes the dry conditions. He would like to do it then. And we'll see. It probably in October, but we don't know
yet. We don't know the exact day, but we will give people notifications so they aren't surprised.
There will be a lot of announcements before.
Exactly.
He said
right.
He might even author a piece for the paper. So.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it? We'll see. But again, the big thing is just to make sure that people will know when it happens, and you'll see the
government. And the one thing, if you do have some smoke in your house, it's temporary. It's not dangerous whatsoever.
You might get a call or two.
Oh, the, like
you always do.
Chief Bailey said, yes, we'll have calls no matter what.
No matter. It'll happen. We have a few other things I know you're still looking at. I was going to ask you because, so I know, you know, Boone had the issue. I know obviously Davenport with the building that collapsed. Mm-hmm. You guys also taking a serious look at some of your structures in yeah. Ogden, and once again, paying attention to what's there.
Yeah, there's a few buildings we're looking at right now. They're privately owned, and we're just taking a look at what can be done so nothing happens. We did have it on our agenda, but we scratched it because mm-hmm. we found some issues with it and different things. So right now it's status quo, but we did have a group of people look at things the other day down there. Structurally right now they're okay, but they're just getting in bad shape, mm-hmm. especially three of them.
And looking to see what any ideas or talk about what can we do to help that owner do right. some improvements, some development there.
Well, the last thing you want to do is have anything collapse and everything. Mm-hmm. Luckily, all of these three buildings are empty. Mm-hmm. They're completely okay. empty. There's nobody living in them. So that's the good thing. But it's something we're continually to look at here.
Well, we do have, I know there's areas that you're looking at doing more cleanup. You've mentioned again, the burn pile yes. and stuff like that. We got some other areas where you might be doing some prairie burn off yep. and things like that. Again, just because you've got some trees that are growing and they are just growing yep, wherever they feel
area,
like.
There's an area very close to the community center, and we are going, there's a few volunteers. It's supposed to be, it's a prairie area, but we have some volunteer trees. We're going to cut those down this fall and then burn the prairie off next spring.
Yeah. And I know Margaret talked about the garden pretty well wrapping up.
Oh,
Margaret, Laurie.
There's four ladies have really been doing it, and they've done a fantastic job. And that there's people stopping by that produce stand all the time picking up stuff, so it's great.
And they're looking at a different location next year?
As a possible location, okay. because right now the area we're kind of looking at, there's a gas line that goes through it, but okay. supposedly they're going to abandon the gas line. That might be a possibility. And the city owns the property.
So that helps.
Oh, yeah. yeah. But the garden was wonderful. And those.
That's a lot of time they spend
yes,
on that, isn't it?
The produce has been very good this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and a lot of people appreciate it.
Oh, my
it,
goodness. Too. And a lot of people use it.
Yeah. So again, a lot of just a busy meeting for you.
Yeah, and we had a couple ordinances that were changed, but it was just strictly because of the state of Iowa where mm-hmm. we had to change it and everything like that. We just followed what they did, the first reading on it, and then we'll do the second, possibly weigh the third, very minor little things.
Okay. Let's see, you've got new rec person that's doing a lot of things.
Yes.
There, and I think that seems to be going pretty well.
Jesse has done a good job on it, and I think she's enjoying the job. Okay. So she got stuck right into it right in the end of summer, right when the fall things were starting for registrations and everything. So
got everything going along.
Yep, good. And Jess Christensen, the old rec director, she worked with the new one quite a bit yeah. to get her on board with contacts and everything.
So away we go.
There
Keep
we go.
Busy. All right. Any other final things, Ed, going
no,
on?
No, I think we covered about everything that night, but thank you very much for coming the other night.
So, well, I wanted to see what all was going on.
Yeah.
So I always like to do that. And I couldn't make it for your review of your strategic plan. But and for people that want to know, they can ask.
Absolutely. And it's available. And it's stuff that's it's a working document. We're going to keep working on and working on and try to get things done.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time to come over and keep us updated on what's going on next meeting. And for you guys, we'll be coming up, October 10th, right?
That is correct.
And away we go. When you having Halloween, by the way?
I haven't determined
okay.
that
yet. Okay. I just thought I'd throw
that'll
that
come one. At the next meeting.
Just thought I'd throw that one
yeah.
out there.
Oh, that'll be a discussion.
Sure. It's always things like that, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Give us our big challenges that we do. Mark Trueblood, Ogden Mayor, our guest on our program today. Thanks for taking time to come and join us.
Thank you very much, sir.